high blood pressure. Term providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
No injuries reported after a massive five-alarm fire engulfs an apartment building under construction in downtown Raleigh, North Carolina. Flames quickly spreading to another high-rise and threatening several other buildings in the area last night, causing evacuations. Those flames are finally out. St. Patrick's Day celebrations and events will be held all across the United States, but folks in New York City are gearing up for the biggest parade in the land. Scott Pringle's there.
I chatted with a group of former Irish military members who flew here to march. They're wearing their green jackets and black berets.
To the police and the hotel staff and everybody else, and especially the 69th Regiment, they've really turned out the red carpet for us. It's been an amazing welcome.
Upwards of 2 million spectators expected for what's the oldest St. Patrick's Day parade in the nation.
The new director of national intelligence says of the community he'll now be in charge of,
it is designed to be the best intelligence agency in the world.
Dan Coats sworn in yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Russia dismissing as murky the case brought up by the U.S. against two Russian security agents and two criminal hackers charged over massive data breaches of Yahoo accounts in 2014. Moscow suggesting it's all an attempt to divert attention from the latest WikiLeaks revelations about CIA spying practices. Daryl Bodnarchuk reports from Moscow.
Russia's foreign ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said the case involving three Russian nationals accused by the United States of hacking into American computer networks was not transparent and seemed odd. Zakharova added Russia had not received any official requests from the United States about the suspects implicated in the hacking case. Earlier, the Kremlin denied any involvement of any Russian officials in any unlawful actions in cyber space.
Candid photos of Nazi leader Adolf Hitler reading in a deck chair and posing with dogs and children are in an album that just sold at an auction in Britain for $41,000. The identity of the top bidder was not revealed. The album was found in 1945 in the bedroom of Hitler's longtime companion, Eva Braun. And NCAA first-round action continues today. 16 more games. Starting things off, the matchup between 7th-seeded Michigan and 10th-seeded Oklahoma State. Yesterday, Northwestern won its first NCAA tourney game in school history, beating 9th-seeded Vanderbilt 68-66. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
The weather forecast for the Huntington County area begins today with scattered flurries, partly sunny skies, and a high near 33. Northwesterly winds around 18 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and low around 15. West winds between 8 and 11 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies and tomorrow morning with sunny skies and a high near 37. Light winds increasing 6 to 8, 11 miles in the afternoon. Tonight, a chance of snow mainly after midnight, increasing clouds with a low around 29, and south winds around 6 miles per hour becoming calm in the evening. The chance of precipitation is 50%. New snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. Saturday, snow is likely before 9 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 9 a.m. and noon, and then a chance of rain after noon. Cloudy with a high near 42. Southeasterly winds will be between 5 and 8 miles per hour, becoming westerly in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Saturday night, a chance of rain before 9 p.m., then a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, and a low around 30. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Sunday, a chance of snow showers before 9 a.m., partly sunny skies, and a high near 42. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Sunday night, partly sunny skies and a low around 24. Start your work week on Monday with sunny skies and a high near 44. And you are listening to the weather forecast for Huntington County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And welcome to Hands Across Huntington, Huntington Helplines radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Wax, your host of the show and executive director of Huntington Helpline. And we are going to talk about a lot of wonderful events coming up across the nonprofit world, and ways in which you can not just have fun, but support those nonprofits and the efforts that they have. So, first let me tell you about Huntington Helpline. If you don't already know, we're celebrating 48 years, and that is amazing. Started out as a teen hotline 48 years ago, offering anonymity to teens. That was certainly cutting edge for any issue whatsoever. And that just expanded into, hey, teens aren't the only ones who need help. So we are the 24/7 helpline for Huntington County and for Somerset after hours when they close their doors. Any issue, any time, whether it's issues that are facing senior citizens, teens, families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, again for both Hunterdon and Somerset counties after hours, suicide prevention, compassionate listening. And we are linked to the link if you have any questions about that as well. How do you reach us? 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or you can call our 1-800 number, 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630. Visit us on our website, which offers not just our 24/7 helpline, but also the other divisions underneath that, First Assist, and that includes literacy services, work connectivity, and so much more. That internet address is www.helplinehc, that's all one word, helplinehc.org. And if you have any questions, reach out to us and find out what we're all about. If you want to volunteer, reach out to us. Believe me, it is incredibly rewarding. I started out with Helpline years ago as a volunteer for its friendly visitor program. We still need volunteers for that program. We have many seniors in our area that are isolated, they are homebound, and would benefit both mentally and physically from someone who just came in for a social chat, play cards, read books, the newspaper, whatever the two of you enjoy. And we do the matches like that, so you have like interests, but we are really, truly in need of friendly visitor volunteers. So give us a call at 908-782-4357. My friendly visitor became a good friend of mine for several years, and it was one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. So why don't you offer an hour a week? Any time of day, night, we'll match you with the person that has the same availability on weekends, but reach out to us. Give back. Pay it forward. 908-782-4357. So we're going to talk today about a few things that Hunterdon Helpline is associated with, and the first thing that's coming up is the Caregivers Appreciation Day. This is a joint effort of the Hunterdon Medical Center Senior Health Coalition and Hunterdon County Polytech. And the Senior Health Coalition is comprised of various nonprofit and for-profit organizations who have an interest in the senior populations in our county and providing the services and programs that they would benefit from short-term and both long-term. So what is Caregiver Appreciation Day? It is a free event for caregivers and for those who they care for. People who are particularly the sandwich generation, caught between their children and their parents, know what it is to be a caregiver. If mom and dad have to come home, even if mom and dad are in a assisted living situation, it's really difficult to balance family, work, kids, their obligations, with providing care and attention that our loved ones need. And oftentimes our caregivers are running on empty because they're just giving, doing. So the Senior Health Coalition established several years ago now the Caregiver Appreciation Day. It's held at Polytech, and it's a day of information and education. But in addition to that, there's wonderful services that are provided, including manicures and massages and so forth. And it's just a way of saying you're special, you deserve, and we're going to give you a day of lunch and entertainment and education and make you not only feel special, but give you an opportunity to get out of the house and do something for yourself. And part of that, again, some of the caregivers come with their loved ones, some of them don't, but when the loved ones come, they are taking advantage of the services of the event, or they can sit in our activities room and enjoy some games and entertainment by volunteers there. So it's just a fantastic day to say thank you, and again, to recognize the hours spent, the effort spent, that someone gives when you're taking care of a senior who is in need of that kind of assistance. Caregiver Appreciation Day is Saturday, April 22nd. It begins at 9, ends at 3 p.m. There's a featured guest speaker, David Watts, and the topic will be identity theft. Lunch, like I said, is provided, and also a chance to win a door prize. But in addition to the guest speaker, all of the, as I said before, nonprofits, for-profit organizations that are part of the coalition will have vendor tables to provide community resources to the caregivers and to the seniors. Valuable information about their programs and services. For instance, Helpline will be there talking about their family visitor program, talking about their telephone reassurance program, handing out choices for seniors, directory, an invaluable tool for seniors and for their caregivers and loved ones, physicians, medical providers, etc. So we've got a variety of different home health agencies there, Anita's Angels, Right at Home, Home Instead will be represented. So a lot of different places, facilities as well. And it is just a wealth of information all under one roof. And we just found out that Senator Leonard Lance will also be on hand. So it's an opportunity to meet Senator Lance. It's just a wonderful, wonderful event. And the food is provided both by the Polytech Culinary students and ShopRite of Flemington. And so that's a big shout out to them for participating. Huntington County Polytech really has provided us with just an amazing amount of resources for this event, as well as being the host of the day. Again, Saturday, April 22nd, if you want to make a reservation, please, please, please call Claudia Bratzman at 908-581-5251. Claudia Bratzman at 908-581-5251. And I'll give you that number again when we return from these short commercials.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Huntington County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Huntington Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Huntington Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Huntington, Huntington Helplines radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax. We've been talking about events that are coming up that we hope that you will support. The one we were speaking about before the break was the Huntington Medical Center Senior Health Coalition and Huntington County Polytech Care Appreciation Day. And that is April 22nd. That's a Saturday, noon to 3 p.m. It is at Huntington County Polytech, and that is at 10 Junction Road, Flemington, New Jersey. Again, it's a day to celebrate caregivers, provide them with a day of respite, free services such as manicures and massages, and just a wealth of information and education provided by the community resource tables manned by the for-profit and non-profit organizations that focus on seniors in our community, providing programs and services. The featured guest speaker is David Watts, and the topic is identity theft. So in addition to having a grand day, lunch provided by Polytech Culinary students and ShopRite of Flemington, the caregivers and their loved ones who come along if they wish, get to have some very, very, very valuable information. And like I said, the community resource tables filled with programs and services that can be accessed by the caregivers for their seniors or for directly to the seniors. So we hope you'll attend. This is a free event. A free event, Saturday, April 22nd. And that's from noon to 3 p.m. at Polytech. And Polytech, if you don't know, 10 Junction Road in Flemington. And to make a reservation, please call Claudia Bratzman at 908-581-5251. 908-581-5251. 908-581-5251. And so what else do we have on our agenda? Well, I do want to talk about a few things that are coming up. Family Promise in May has Box City. And if you've listened to the show before, we've had Colleen Dewar, Development Director of Family Promise, coming on. And Box City gives you a very tiny slice of experience of what it's like to live outside in a box under the stars. It's not a pleasant feeling. Fortunately for the people who attend, Family Promise makes it an incredible event that's fun and has refreshments and a movie and speakers and so forth, and truly nicer, obviously, than being homeless, but gives you certainly an idea of what it's all about and a great way to support Family Promise in its effort to provide shelter for families and their children. So it's very, very important. Box City is Saturday, May 20th. It starts at 6 p.m. and then it ends Sunday, May 21st, 8 a.m. So you are sleeping at Huntington Central High School's practice field under the stars with, oh my gosh, so many other hundreds of other people who are experiencing the same thing. They give prizes for your boxes, and it's a way to raise funds. It's, you know, it's similar to, you know, a 5K if you're getting people to support you and pledging, okay, I'll give you, you know, $20 a mile or what have you. But the people who do, who are in the boxes, they ask their families and friends if they would support them, that because they're sleeping outside, and with a donation to Family Promise. So they've raised quite a bit of funds for Family Promise. And like I said, they give out prizes and so forth if you want to get competitive about it. Weather permitting, they have an outdoor movie. It usually has something to do with homelessness. And they do provide dinner, a light breakfast, and plenty of beverages. And it's safe, and there are restrooms on site. And it's just, it really is a great community event. I have attended with my family for several years, and it's usually my birthday weekend. This year it is not. It's again May 20th, starting at 6 p.m. That's a Saturday evening. You have to register in advance, and when you get there, you bring your box, you set it up, do your decorations, etc., if you want. But if you want to register for Box City, all you have to do is go to familypromisehc.org. That's familypromisehc.org on the internet. Familypromisehc.org on the internet. So, again, one of the great events happening to benefit people in our area. We already talked about Caregiver Appreciation Day, April 22nd. The following month, again, Box City. It truly is amazing. If you don't know anything about Family Promise, please just visit their site at familypromisehc.org. The work that they do, very important. We need helpline because we shelter people in emergency situations for Huntington County and Somerset County. But Family Promise takes in families and provides them with long-term assistance, and it's not just shelter. And we work with all the churches in the area, well, not all the churches in the area, but many, many churches in the area who provide them with the space to house their families while they're trying to get back on their feet. Send these kids to school, go to work, get a job, go to a certification program to gain employment, get an apartment, be sustainable so that they do not have to be in this situation again. So go to familypromisehc.org. You can learn more about the organization, and you can also sign up for Box City. And again, it's just a fantastic opportunity. Really wonderful. Can't say enough about it. In terms of the nonprofits in our area, please don't hesitate to go to givehuntington.org. Just givehuntington.org. This is an organization comprising local nonprofits, and you can click on each of their logos to find out what they do. You know, we've been around as Helpline for 48 years. 48 years. And that's a long time. But you know what? Every single day I meet somebody who says, never heard of it. Never heard of Helpline. And that, to me, is crazy. But on the other hand, it's a good thing. Why? Because if you haven't heard of Helpline, you probably haven't had to use our services, or have had a loved one having to use our services. And that's a good thing. On the other hand, people say, I did hear about that. I think a friend or a colleague or a neighbor has utilized your services, has had to call you. So we touch the lives of many, many people. We average 15,000 calls a year. And What do we provide? Again, emergency shelter. We provide the resources that other nonprofits and other organizations offer. We're sort of a clearinghouse on one hand, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. And it's truly an amazing, amazing situation. An amazing situation. Because my staff sits there day in and day out and listens to the challenges facing people every single day. Here in Huntington County, which is considered to be a wealthy county, and yet it is not immune to the social problems that face everyone, everywhere, all over the country. So, I always say, it can happen to anybody, at any time. So we need your support. And how do we get that support? From you attending events, participating in events, volunteering at nonprofit organizations. I said earlier in the program that Huntington Helpline needs friendly visitors. The seniors on our waiting list for friendly visitors is huge, absolutely huge. And if you're interested in giving really just a little bit of your time, coming in for half an hour, an hour, even just dropping by for 20 minutes several times a week, believe me, once you establish a rapport with your friendly friend, you're going to want to go more and more often. And it's so, so important for their health and well-being because they're isolated. Just think about not being able to see anyone at all during the day, during the week, even for a few weeks, except maybe your physicians. So we need volunteers. You can reach us at 908-782-4357 to volunteer, 908-782-4357 to volunteer, or like I said, if you're looking for a volunteer situation or you're looking to support nonprofits in the area, please go to givehunterdon.org. That's www.givehunterdon.org. And we're going to be back after these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're not spending money on that anymore. We consider that to be a waste of your money.
White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney discussing the president's budget sent to Congress yesterday. And Mulvaney was saying there the president's made it clear he won't be funding any initiatives concerning climate change. Mulvaney giving reporters an overview of the proposal.
$54 billion of additional defense spending, increases within the Department of Justice for law enforcement.
The Trump plan does slash funding for numerous domestic programs. Talking tough about the threat posed by North Korea, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says while in South Korea that military action against the North is always on the table.
Certainly we do not want to for things to get to a military conflict. We're quite clear in that.
But promising an appropriate response if the North took action first. This is USA Radio News.
For years, Ovation Cell Therapy has been repairing dry, damaged, flat, lifeless hair. I use Ovation and love it. What are you waiting for? The unique breakthrough cell therapy treatment uses amino acids, key nutrients, and vital proteins to nourish the scalp and treat the hair from root to end. You won't find a treatment like cell therapy in any other hair care line, and it's guaranteed. Whether you have wavy hair, tight curls, flat hair, damaged hair, Ovation has a cell therapy system just right for you. Get your healthy hair back. Now is the perfect time at OvationHair.com.
It's the perfect time to try Ovation Cell Therapy because Ovation is celebrating its 10-year anniversary and they're offering you 15% off everything. But the party ends this week. Go to OvationHair.com and new customers should select USA News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Be quick. 15% off ends this week.
The weather forecast for today begins with sunny skies and higher temperatures than have happened in the past, and unfortunately, some snow coming this weekend. We have a high of 40 today, west winds around 8 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of snow after 2 a.m., increasing clouds and a low around 28, light and variable winds, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. Saturday, a chance of rain and snow before 11 a.m., then periods of rain, high near 39 degrees. Easterly winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Snow accumulation will be less than half an inch. Saturday night, periods of rain and snow, becoming all snow after 8 p.m., low around 29. Northeasterly winds around 11 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 80%. New snow accumulation of less than 1 inch is possible. On Sunday, a chance of snow before 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 40. North winds around 9 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 24. Monday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 45. On Monday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a low around 33. The chance of precipitation is 30%. And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines radio show, and we have been talking about those hands across Hunterdon. We've been talking about the Senior Health Coalition of Hunterdon Medical Center. We've been talking about Polytech's collaboration with Hunterdon Medical Center and the Coalition to provide Caregiver Appreciation Day. And we've been talking about Family Promises event, Box City. These are all the hands across Hunterdon that continue every day, to meet the challenges of our neighbors, our friends, our family, and so, so very, very, very important. That's why we call it Hands Across Hunterdon. I don't care if you're a for-profit business, a non-profit business. What we are looking at is a community of givers, people who understand that there are people at any given time less fortunate than themselves, or at any given time it could be them, and they still pay it back or pay it forward. Just giving back is so important, and these organizations are the hands that do the work, so we do want to support them, not just Helpline. I'm talking about all of them. And like I said before the break, you can visit givehunterdon.org and reach out to any one of them, learn what they're about. There's 15 organizations on that site, and their material needs and volunteer needs are listed under their pages. All you have to do is click on their logo on the homepage of givehunterdon.org, learn about them. Well, is that what you want to support? Go to the next one if it's not, and see if that's where your expertise or where your dollars should be spent. We're all in this together, and everyone needs your help. Everyone. So, what else is on the horizon? Well, we talked about April, May. I do want to just give a plug. This is an event, but no, WestCAP's Head Start and Early Head Start program, a very important program for people 5 years and also 3 to 4 years of age. And you're right in Lingos at 79 US 202. So if you know of anyone who's interested in Head Start programs, It's just amazing. It's an amazing program that provides education to kids who otherwise may not get it, and it catapults them in terms of education, gives them a a wonderful starting point. And so I want to spread this out there because many people might not know that we have a Head Start in Huntington County. It is on 79 US 202 in Mingo's, and the phone number there is 908-284-4757. That's 908-284-4757. Very, very, very important. I also want to talk about what's going on in immigration. If you have concerns about that, please, you can reach out to Helpline. We know of other organizations are helping our residents in the community who have questions about what's going on. And our Ask the Attorney night is the third Monday of every month. We'll have to call ahead to make an appointment, but this is free legal advice by attorneys, immigration attorneys, who could answer some of those questions. Very important. And we can also provide you with information about other organizations in the county who are also providing information. So, again, this is a hot topic. And if you need free legal advice, give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. We do ask that you call ahead because we want to make sure that we have the appropriate attorney there and also a translator if you need it. And outside of immigration, we also offer legal assistance in other areas such as domestic abuse, bankruptcy, work compensation, you name it. But you do have to call ahead, make an appointment so we know what the issue is and who you need to be assigned to in terms of your challenge. Again, that's 908-782-4357. I also want to, as long as we're on Helpline, same number for our work connectivity program. If you are in need of a job and want to connect with a Huntington County employer, we have several, more than several, Huntington County employers in our program of work connectivity, and we want to match Huntington County employees with Huntington County employers. So give us a call, get an application, fill it out, and we will start the process to interview you, see what your skill sets are, and see if they match some of the job descriptions that have been forwarded to us by our Huntington County employers. Again, the number to connect with Work Connectivity is 908-782-4357. We also are going to give you a little information about the CSPNJ. And the CSPNJ is the Collaborative Support Program of New Jersey. They are offering wellness respite service. It is in Passaic County, but it includes Hunterdon. And what this is a professional, peer-operated alternative to hospitalization in a warm, supportive environment. If you are in crisis, feeling depressed, anxious, stressed, or overwhelmed, they can help. And it is an alternative, like I said, to hospitalization. This is a house environment. It is staffed 24/7 by people who are trained in supporting others to transform a crisis into an opportunity and enhancing personal wellness and recovery. So again, are you feeling depressed? You just need to have to be absent a while, to be someplace, to find some space, and to find some peace. Again, if you're depressed, anxious, stressed, you don't have to go into the hospital, but you're experiencing some mental challenge, this is an incredible program to help you get over that in a very warm, supportive environment. So to find out more information about the respite stay provided by CSPNJ, you can call 862-239-9896. That's 862-239-9896. Or you can visit them on the internet at www.csbnj.org. That's www.cs, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, NJ, csbnj.org. Wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And we'll be back again after some brief messages.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show and director of Hunterdon Helpline. And we've been talking about the various programs coming up and events so many people flock to every year. We've talked about the Caregivers Appreciation Day that is put on by the Hunterdon Medical Center Senior Health Coalition, and we've talked about Family Promises Back City that's coming up this spring, and we've thrown a little bit of information out about Head Start, and also the respite services, wellness respite services offered by CSPNJ. So now we're going to get a little selfish and talk to you about Salsa 2017. This is Helpline's biggest event, and it is an amazing happening in Hunterdon County. People from all over the state come, as well as some from Pennsylvania and New York. We've even had people from Connecticut. Salsa Night has been an institution in Hunterdon County in Flemington, and this year it is July 15th, that's a Saturday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Stengel Road, and we're already getting our sponsors in, we're already getting our vendors signing up. We have more than 5,000 people attend every year. We're talking dancing in the street, cuisine from American hot dogs to Latin cuisine to Asian barbecue, so many different types of food, and of course, entertainment, Latino music, live Latino music, and we dance in the street and carry on, and we've done it through rain, because everyone loves salsa night. So, July 15th, so it's the same Saturday of the month. We just got approved by the Flemington Borough Council, so shout out to them. Thank you for supporting us, because it is a win-win event. Yes, the proceeds go to 100 and Helplines programs and services, as well as its division of 100 and Hispanos and those programs and services, but it also benefits our community right here in Huntington County, because those 5,000 people come and spend money and enjoy the vendors and the restaurants and so forth who are participating, and it's a great way for businesses in the area to showcase what we have right here in our backyard, and bring people over and over and over again, not just for the event. So what I want to tell you is we have already, like I said, have some sponsors. We are always grateful to our signature sponsor, and that is ShopRite of Flemington, who not only sponsors it, not only brings free goodies for everybody, but the energy that they exude into this event is just absolutely amazing. The staff that comes are dancing. They're just wonderful, really participating, and not just standing there giving out information about ShopRite, but really being part of the community. And you know, I haven't met anyone in this community who can't say enough about ShopRite of Flemington and what a huge part of our community it is. Not just because that's the place where we go to shop for food, but because, again, they are there supporting each and every one of us in all kinds of endeavors, and it's just absolutely amazing. So we thank them absolutely, for sure. And we've got some other sponsors coming in. We've heard from the Cultural Heritage Commission, and they are going to be a sponsor once again. Flemington Car and Truck has told us they're on board this year. So big shout out to them, obviously. We also have vendors coming with food trucks this year. A couple of new food trucks, crepes. Oh, my. Like I said, the food that's here is, yes, it's salsa night, but think of, and there's a Latin flair to it, obviously, of course. And we want to promote all the Latino entrepreneurs in our area, and we have them participate in this. And we've, but I have to say, too, that we have non-Latino non-Latino vendors who also feel it's a worthwhile event. And so, in addition to the Latino food that's going to be there, like I said, this year we're going to have a food truck that specializes in crepes. We're going to have a cupcake truck that actually is going to make cupcakes that have a Latino flair to it, a Latin flair to it. So that's pretty interesting. And then we've got our tried and true people coming, and Banana Guy is going to be there. We've got our local businesses participating, and lots of vendors who offer different things for kids, for adults, and it's just, again, going to be an exciting event this year on Stanley Road, and it's going to go from Bluefish Grill down to the Maryland Eagle Brewery, and they're on board and very excited about the event as well. So if you want more information, you want more information about being a sponsor or a vendor, guess what? I've said this number throughout the radio show. 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357. and we will send you a sponsor or vendor packet and right away. Do get in on it right away because it's approaching April and it's not far from July, and we do try to get all our ducks in a row, particularly if you are a restaurant. You really want to make sure that you've got your permits and so forth in place, which can take some time, and you definitely have to have it way ahead of the event. So Salsa Night 2017, how exciting is that? I've done Salsa Night, I think this is going to be Helpline's fourth year doing it. 101 Hispanics, before I became part of Helpline, did it several years before that. And a shout out to Pete Vasquez, who is the founder of Salsa Night, who used to have Uncle Pete's restaurant right there on Main Street, and just started with his restaurant and the little plot of land next to the restaurant. He would bring in live music and the food and everything else, and it just grew and grew and grew, and it's become a huge part of our community. It stopped for a couple of years, and when 101 Helpline took over 101 Hispanos, it was just the right thing to do, because everybody kept saying, what did it happen to Salsa Night? And why don't we have Salsa Night again? So we're just very, very happy to always be able to put it on. And so we're looking for vendors, and we are looking for entertainment too, because we only have salsa lessons during the event. You know, if you're interested, if you've got some kind of Latin thing going on, maybe a mariachi band, maybe you also teach Latin dance steps, you know, for sure, get in touch with us, because the more the merrier who participate. And like I said, this is a win-win for everyone. The proceeds go to 101 Helpline and 101 Hispanos Program and Services, but it also benefits the businesses who get to showcase their wares to the people who come. And like I said, that's more than 5,000 people every year. Big shout out to Jake's. They are our beer and wine garden sponsor again, and they've been just so incredibly wonderful and generous, and you know, again, I think like ShopRite, indicative of a business in the area that constantly supports the residents and the nonprofits and so forth. Just cannot say enough about them. So they will be there as the Beer and Wine Garden sponsor. Their sangria is to die for, and they also provide beer. July 15th, people, Saturday night, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Stangle Road. Give us a call, get an application, get it in as soon as possible. 908-782-4357 is 101 Helpline, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. First Assist is your first call for help. Thank you for joining us this Friday. Coming up next is Home Sweet Home.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on 101 Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's